Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Verbal Mileage. Why can't I be happy?
Because Pesach is coming.
Every time I come in with joy, you're like,
no matter how you come
listener, she's looking at me like I've got five.
But for the record, I'm just a smiley person. Like, I wasn't. Right, you could just have come in.
That's not always accurate.
I'm just like such a happy, you're smiley so happy. Person all the time.
All right. I am Yonit.
I'm Aliza.
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. No, it's just not. It is not a happy time right now.
What this do you mean? It's the most wonderful time. No, I agree. Pesach is coming. I'm pretending like it's not.
I know.
My house is still a shambles.
Although I'm staring at a pile of Pesach groceries in front of me.
It's not a pile. It's a few bags.
I know. And honestly, I was like,
$400.
Yes. And I was like, honestly, Yonit, this is not enough.
Because every day I have a plan where I'm like, I'm going to make a menu. I'm going to know exactly what I need. I'm going to pull out my Pesach stuff. I'm just completely, it's not happening.
We're in denial.
We're in denial.
Very much in denial. And yeah, and like, this right here, I'm looking at, I don't know, four bags of groceries. How much did it cost?
Okay. First of all, we're going to have to work on your math skills.
I don't know. I'm just one, two, three, four, five. Actually, I think we have to work on my counting skills. There's six.
But it doesn't matter. We're like $400.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I know.
I'm already also, I'm over 600 in the hole, and that's
why
no
every year
meat,
I'm
no
like,
produce.
We're going to eat protein. We're going to eat fruits and vegetables, and I still end up buying bags of shit that we open once, and they're like, it doesn't taste right.
I know. And then I tell myself, remember for next year not to buy the gross animal cookie cracker things.
You know what, I bought those.
Oh, you did? Those actually, I was like, don't buy them, they were gross.
I'll tell you what I'm not gonna buy, because I make them a mistake every year, is the cereals.
Oh no, I never buy the cereals or the pasta. Don't buy the pasta.
I know
it's gross.
Every year I want to, I'm like, gluten-free, it's getting better, and it doesn't,
and it doesn't,
like a
it's mush
mess.
It's gross. I hate Pesach.
All right, Pesach is coming. Okay. Someone said to me a few days ago,
okay
because here's the thing, like, my family's a little dysfunctional, and like Alex's what? Family lives in Israel, so like we're not all together,
okay,
and that's kind of how we want it. But one of my brothers goes to a Pesach program.
Well,
yes,
lucky
we'll talk
him.
About it. We'll come back, we'll circle okay. back to that. My parents are going to my other brother. It's just us, and do I love it that way? Yes, I do. I'm happy about it.
Yeah,
it's low key, it's just us, we're not dealing with family, we're gonna do it our way. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking with someone, and they were like, asked me, like, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. Fantastic. Like, nothing. And they were like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, I hate this holiday. And then she said to me, oh, you do? Why?
What?
I literally
no,
was
did
like,
she go away?
This bitch wants to fight. I was about to be like, is this like a catch me outside moment? Are we going to, like, step behind the building and, like, literally come fisticuffs with this?
Wait, I need a, like, does she go away?
What an inappropriate thing
horrible.
To say to
what is
someone. Oh, really? Why don't you, like, pay?
Yes,
no. Because it fucking sucks.
It sucks. And everybody, and anyone.
What's good about this holiday?
Well, okay. What's good is if you go on a Pesach program, then
correct.
It's wonderful and it's lovely. And honestly, I would love Pesach if I just closed my house and went to a fucking Pesach program.
Right.
Like, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Right. They don't go away, for the record.
Okay,
they do go away, but they still have to, like, but they stay in a place where they
know
still
what?
Have to kosher
actually,
and buy and bring.
That makes me hate her even more.
Well, don't hate her.
Hate her comment?
Yeah.
Fine. That makes me hate her comment
right.
even more.
Yeah.
Because those people then who are home cooking and cleaning and doing all the work and pretending that they love it.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
You're not one of us.
It's not for me.
It's not. No.
Right.
No.
Right.
What
I'm
are
not
you staring
I'm
at
not,
you. Keep staring at me.
I was looking at your necklace. It's very shiny.
Oh. My husband got it for me.
I know. Wait, I just didn't notice the chain is very nice. Like, I have a very simple chain on it.
Oh, there. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway.
I knew you were staring at me.
I
could tell.
I was looking at... Yeah, because I was looking at you. Wow, what a detective you are. How did you crack that?
Because we're the only two people in the room.
Hold on a minute, Lisa. How did you crack the code?
No, but not just looking.
I
you
wasn't
were
making
staring.
Eye contact.
Yes.
I was staring at your necklace.
There's a difference between looking at someone and staring at someone.
Well, it was glistening and it caught my eye, and now I can't stop looking. I'll look out the window.
I'm going to tuck it into my shirt.
Thank you.
Now you have to make direct eye contact with me.
I don't like it. Like, there. Listen. Okay, I'm not going to say I don't like it. There are really positive people out there. God bless you. We're not friends.
Like, although I just said I'm such a happy person.
I know. But you're not.
But I'm not.
That's
I lied.
Why you're friends.
Right.
If
I
can't come to you and say this fucking sucks,
uh-huh.
then I'm sorry. Our friendship, like, I hope you have other friends. Our friendship cannot be as genuine.
Right. It's true.
You know? Like, I need someone where it's like, if you're feeling the feeling, say the feeling.
Also, that's
let it out.
Pesach in general, that's like non-negotiable. You must hate Pesach or I can't be friends with you.
What is good about the holiday? Can you think of a good thing? Your family's coming. You like that.
Okay, so I am very excited for... This is like the first time in a long time that my whole side of the family will be together. Right. I'm so very excited about that. Yes, that will be lovely and awesome. But so here's the thing that I will say. Yeah. Once Pesach is here...
It's already here. Then the ball's
right. Yes, I don't hate it. I really don't. I don't mind. I mean, I hate the food. The food's annoying.
I still do hate it. Because, yes, because like all Pesach, I'm saying my children, they're like, but I'm hungry.
I know. My kids like, are starving.
You can have this, 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 and that. I don't like that. And then I'm like, okay, I have this. They taste it. It doesn't taste. I know it doesn't taste the same, guys. It's Pesach.
Right.
Pesach sucks. Get on the wagon.
And I just feel.
Eat an apple.
I know I've said this before. And I feel like we said this in the last episode. Pesach especially.
Yeah.
God is looking down at us laughing. Laughing, being like, yeah. All I said was don't eat bread.
Right.
What are you doing? Like, why do we have all this Pesach garbage food? Like,
right, it's because
it's big Manischewitz.
It's big Manischewitz,
baby.
I hope they're not listening.
I hope they are.
I mean, if big Manischewitz listens, what could they do to me?
It's like the mafia. They'll cancel us.
They're like the, what's the thing?
The Jewish
like,
mafia?
No. What's like the, all the actors, they're part of like the.
Oh, yeah.
Illuminati.
Yeah.
They're the Illuminati of the Jewish world. Manischewitz. They make everything now.
I know, they do. Right. And they're making us buy all this.
I had a Hanukkah house made by
Manischewitz. I know, by Manischewitz. Yeah. They have it all.
Kids came and decorated.
They have it all. Mm-hmm. For better and worse.
Mostly worse.
Like, I kind of wish we didn't have all this garbage on Pesach to buy. I spent $600 at the Grove on garbage when really we could just live on produce and protein.
I know. And I remember last year, one of like the people working there, he was like mumbling, like frustrated to himself, like people are acting like they've never like seen food before because everyone comes in a panic.
Well, because you're worried it's going
to
run out.
I wanted to grab him by his collars and be like, that's what this is. I'm nervous.
The worst.
I'm scared.
So at least.
It's the apocalypse.
At least here, though, yeah. I find that the Grove, for the record, like, they don't really run out of things
as
much.
No, they do a good job. Yes. I'm just saying, I think he was frustrated from all the stocking and restocking.
Well, yes.
And people are coming in, and Jews are not, they're not unrude, right? I would say, like, as a people, we need to work on that.
On our manners.
You think for such a people focused on midot,
yeah,
which is good manners. I have to say, pretty fucking rude.
Although I will say a nice story about myself, if I may.
Yes, please, talk about
not about Pesach. We'll get back to Pesach.
Just a story about how nice you are.
About how amazing I am.
Wonderful. Let's all take a break. Let's all take a break and dig in. Go ahead.
Well, I went to Nordstrom like a year ago.
Oh, my God. I love how you're like, so the last time I was nice was 1 year ago.
No.
I've been saving this morsel until this very moment. When something
no, and I have my stroller with me, and we've all been there where stuff has like accidentally like gotten under our stroller, yes. Or like you put it on the top of the stroller and then you fold back the hood and it gets stuck. Yeah. So I left Nordstrom with a pair of shorts. They were for Emma. Mm-hmm. They were like $30, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit! When I got home, I'm like, I have these and I didn't pay for them, and they've been sitting in the back of my car for a year.
I love how this is a story about how you didn't steal. Go ahead.
Yes. Wait, so maybe it's not so nice. It's just like the right thing to do. But, well, so I went back. I went to the mall.
I'm not cutting this, by the way.
Shoot.
Go ahead. Tell a very interesting story about how you didn't steal.
I went to the mall with Emma on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Mommy, what are those shorts? I'm like, oh, glad you asked, Emma.
Okay.
Wait.
Go ahead.
We have to cut this
into a teachable moment. By the way. Remember how I once drove a homeless woman home?
Yes. That was insane. That was actually
and stop with her in the car.
Oh my God.
At an ATM.
Oh my God.
To get her money.
Oh my God. You need is a mitzvah girl. I'm just not.
Random woman in the parking lot of Walmart. Wait,
I do
want to
finish
places.
My story.
Well, okay. I'm just going to interject with an actual nice thing. She gave me a story, and I was like, listen, whether she's lying or not, she needs money and she needs a ride home. And I went into the ghetto.
You were fucking insane.
Got this woman money and dropped her
children,
off.
This should not be done at home.
Maybe.
Don't do this,
but
guys.
But go ahead.
You were insane.
You were a hero because
I didn't steal. So I went up to the desk at Nordstrom, and I said to the person, I'm like, I know this sounds crazy, but I accidentally like walked out with this like a year ago, and I'm just bringing it back. And she was like, oh my God, are you kidding?
Oh, wait, you held on to them for a year?
For a year. Wait, is that better or worse?
So much worse.
I just forgot about it. It was like so in the. Funny. It was like
how
in
many
the
times have you been in Nordstrom since then?
Probably not that. Maybe a few. I don't know. I just kept forgetting about it. But I didn't like use them. I didn't steal
right,
it.
Right.
Some people may have just been like, it's been a year.
It's so sad for you. It was weighing on your conscience for a whole year.
Literally for a whole year. And I said to the cashier, I'm like, I accidentally left this. And she was like, oh my God, you're bringing it back after like a year? And I'm like, yes. I'm like so happy to just like get rid of them.
You can't even pay for it anymore because it's like.
Well, she said they're going to Nordstrom Rack. Okay. Actually, because I was like, well, now that I'm back here with them, like, and it's been a year. Are they like on sale? Yeah. And then I wanted to buy something else. I'm like, can I get like. The price of what I just brought back off of what I'm
so
buying.
Funny.
But she was like, she said
you
to Emma.
You wanted a reward for being a
Well, she said to Emma, she's like, your mother is very honest. You should be very proud of her. And Emma's like, okay, mom.
Yeah.
That was my story. Right. Can we cut this whole thing?
No, I'm not going to cut it at all. I'm also wondering, did they pull out a medal for you?
No, but they said they're going to mail it. They're going to mail
it. Oh, the medal's coming in the mail.
It's coming in the mail.
Wonderful.
No, I felt very good.
Yes.
And I was wearing my, like, Israel necklace and my stars, and I felt like that was a nice Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
That was a horrible story. It was so much better at the moment and in my head.
Yeah.
Can we get back to how we hate Pesach?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Let's get back to that.
I'm very done.
Okay. First of all.
Yes.
It's funny. Okay, so do you remember during COVID, because everybody was home and Pesach was upon us, and
yes.
I remember, like, this thing circulated, the rabbi said, like, you do your best this year. Do you not remember that?
Yes.
It was, like, widely known where it's, mm-hmm. like, you're not going to clean as you normally would, but, you know, because your kids are around, it's hectic
right.
time, but you do your best. I've embraced that. That's, like,
you've taken it on.
I've taken it on, yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, how many days do we have? Less than a week at this point.
Left?
Yeah.
Till Pesach? We have like four.
Yeah, exactly. So
no, that's a lie. Five.
But it's funny, like there are certain things that like I like really get my elbow grease out. So I stayed up two nights ago.
Yeah.
Scrubbing the shit out of all like my freezers and refrigerators. Even the ones that like,
yeah.
Here's the problem. It's like some of this, I'm like, I'm not even going to use this. But once I get started, like, how do I stop?
But you know what you should do? You know what I started doing?
You paid your cleaning.
I ended up paying. I know this is like such a first world thing.
She's going to come and clean my whole house though.
But that was like the best thing I ever did for myself was have my cleaning lady clean my refrigerators and under my sofa.
Part of me wants to just do that. No, the sofa she'll do. But part of me wants to do it myself just because I do like to get all the crumbs out of like the corners of the
no,
future.
No, I do not.
Okay.
No. So that you're doing it to yourself, though.
So I'm saying.
But you're doing it to yourself.
Some things are like ingrained in
See,
me.
See, but that I can't feel bad. Get
that I was so tired that last night I went to bed at 8:30.
Oh my God, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's early.
I know.
But do you know what
hugged my son and I was like, this is it for me.
But you know what else made me like cringe during the COVID pace off?
What?
When, but it also made me feel like, haha.
Ha ha. Suddenly you were a villain.
When everyone during COVID was freaking out, mm-hmm. I have to make Pesach. I've never done this. What do I do? I don't know how
what
to
did
do
you
it.
Do?
I made Pesach because I've always made Pesach. I have never
but
not.
Because people weren't going away.
Yeah, no one. The programs were canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was home and they were like, we've never made Pesach.
Yeah,
we've always. And it felt so fucking good.
That's not a problem for me either.
But it just felt so good. Like, all you guys who always go on your programs, ha, you're one of us now. Go clean your fucking kitchen. Okay? And it made me so happy.
This is a good way to dive into the program thing.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think, hold on. Before you wag your finger at me. I don't think my brother or sister-in-law listen to the podcast.
Okay.
But if they did.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a few things that are going to upset you.
Upset me?
Yeah. The first thing is not going to upset you.
Unless you're hating on the program, it's not welcome on this podcast.
Hold on a second. My nieces and nephew have celiac disease, okay? Which means all year round, they're eating gluten-free. They can't go out to restaurants.
Wing.
Okay, stop.
I'm joking.
So, no, this is like their whole thing is like this is the time of year where they can actually go to one of these things and just like eat like normal people. So for the kids... Rolling your eyes.
Can I tell you why I'm rolling my eyes?
Wait, let me get my
whole okay, fine.
Fucking thought out before you assault
yeah.
me.
Okay. I guess it's because I know this thought.
Okay.
But the
right,
listeners
I know.
Don't. I know. Okay.
No, so this at least this is how they feel, and they have the disposable income to do it. Which is that's the bone you have to
Yes.
I understand. But I'm saying, like, you know, that this is their one time where they're like, we can go as a family and we don't need to pack all of our own shit and whatever.
But that's how we all think. they're celiac aside. We're all kosher. Like, I go on vacation, like, and I don't just get to eat whatever I want wherever I go. It's not any different.
If you go to Florida, you can go to a restaurant. That's, if they go to Florida with their family,
they can get gluten-free. No, they're not the only people in the world who are gluten-free. It's very
challenging. And also, I will not pay. You're rolling your eyes at me. You're making all kinds of faces. All right, whatever.
I'm just bitter. I just want to. That
is the defense for my brother's family.
This is jealousy speaking. That
being said, it's wildly expensive. And the other thing is, like, listen, I don't begrudge people who, now don't, I'm not even going to look at you when I say this. If you work hard and you can afford it, then I don't begrudge you. I am just jealous that, like, that my job doesn't pay as much as
yours. I agree. I was going to say 1,000%. I agree.
If you had the money, you'd go.
I agree. Right? 90%. 100%.
99.9%.
But I don't. This is all jealousy speaking. Right. Even me rolling your eyes at your brother's silly whatever.
Straight up honest. Yes, I'm jealous.
Fucking jealous.
If I could drop 30, 40 grand.
Yes. And I would go in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'd go every month.
If someone was paying for me, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, no, we can't accept that. I'd be like, great, unpack my bag and we're going. Like, if someone is paying for me, or I could do that myself, I would go in a heartbeat. Right. This is pure jealousy.
Right. We're just pure. Upset that we don't have enough disposable.
Correct. Correct.
So if anyone wants to send money to the podcast, verbal mileage is going on down a Pesach program next year.
Yes, we are.
Imagine if we could get someone to pay verbal mileage to go on.
Oh my God. We could be a speaker on a Pesach program.
We could, but what do we have to offer?
Just this dynamic duo.
Just us yelling at everybody.
Me just giggling and you yelling. And
the people love it and they want more.
Okay, but you know what really fucking gets me?
Can you say what gets my goat? Say, you know what really gets my goat?
No, I don't want to say.
I want it to come out of your mouth.
You know what really gets my goat?
Goat. All right, go ahead.
Is that why you wanted me to say that?
No, what gets your goat?
This is dumb. We're being dumb.
It's so different than usual.
What really gets my goat? And I know that we have listeners.
Can I say one thing? Yeah. Last podcast, you could hear the clinking
of our iced coffee.
The iced coffee. And the reason I don't care is that this is Cleveland motherfuckers. And we've been like, when what? Spring has truly sprung.
I know.
And the sun is out.
It is iced coffee.
I want
only.
Everyone to know that I'm drinking my iced coffee.
Should we just rattle it in front of?
Yeah. There you go. Not cutting it.
Not gonna cut it. I feel like there's a lot we need to cut.
No.
Okay. And I know that there are listeners who will very much agree and identify with me on this. Mm-hmm. The people. And you should all know this. And,
the people.
And honestly, I really don't care if I'm offending any of you because you should be aware of this. Actually, I have two things that I want to tell people to be aware of.
So we're clear. She is holding up two fingers. Okay. Thing the first. Go ahead.
Thing the first? Mm-hmm. Is that what it say?
What's the first thing?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yunit says things and it could be totally like made up, and I take it as truth always. You're very smart and I just believe things that you say.
I love that even the fact that you think I'm very smart is something that you believe.
You are. Stop it. You are. Okay. The first thing is those people who go away for Pesach and all they do is complain, I have to pack.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hard.
You
I have
can
to pack
go fuck yourself all the way to your Pesach.
All the way. But not even if they're going to family.
Sorry. We were both trying to stop cursing so much.
I know.
And I have really thrown out a lot of bumps.
Yeah.
For that.
No, Pesach is an exception. Okay, we're allowed to curse however much we want about
Don't
Pesach.
Complain. Complain to yourself quietly.
Yes. Or your husband. About, yes, or whoever you're going to or with. Do not
Because I'll be here doing God's work.
Yes.
Okay? God's work. Holding down the fort for you.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Exactly. So those people who complain to those of us making Pesach.
We're heroes.
We are fucking heroes. I want a medal for Pesach.
I'll make you a medal.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I supposed to make you a medal?
No. It's going to be great. I'm going to present it to you in front of your family.
Please do. Please present it in front of my family.
Then we're going to know who listens to the podcast.
That's true. I think they all do.
All right. Shh. Don't say anything.
They're going to know because they listen.
Yeah.
So the people who go away for Pesach and dare to complain to those of us making Pesach about how hard it is to pack for Pesach.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, don't.
The one thing I will say that I learned last year.
Okay.
Is because I used
this thing the second or is this
No, I have a second. Yes, don't let me forget the second. Sorry. Your phone is.
I know.
Hey, Yonit's texting sound is.
I apologize.
Hey.
You know what I want to make it?
What?
Mommy.
No. That's so triggering. Why would you make it that?
I don't know, because it's funny.
You should make it our verbal mileage thing.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I did learn last year, because last year we went away for the first days. We went to my brother and Teaneck for the first days.
Okay.
You don't remember?
Go ahead.
I'm offended. No, and you had family here.
Don't worry. I know about your bowel movement schedule. I just don't know.
Wait. For the first days, you went away last year too, didn't you?
That was 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago? No, it was 2 years ago. Last year, your parents came for first days, right?
It's possible. I don't remember.
I remember.
Okay,
bye. We went to my brother for the first days.
Okay.
And I felt bad complaining about, but I really think that those actually, but then we were here for Shabbos.
You still cooked
and,
a bunch, though, didn't
yes.
you?
So first of all, even though we went away for the first days, I still cooked a ton of food and brought it with us.
I remember that you guys all had a plan and you brought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, me and my brother who lives here too, we all and my sister-in-law's house, we all chipped
coming
in.
Coming back to me.
Yes.
Okay.
So not only, that actually I think is probably,
the way to do it.
No. I think that's actually worse because then you're doing everything.
Well, for you.
You're packing and cooking and costuring. And then I was here last days and I still had to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think that might be worse.
Than what you're doing right now?
I don't know. They
both
suck.
The problem is you're hosting literally the entire time.
That yes, that is.
That means you have to have, for a wide variety of people.
I know.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
For all of those days.
I'm hosting the entire time. And people have allergies. My brother-in-law is gluten-free. And my father-in-law's allergic to eggs. On
that's
Pesach,
right,
he's allergic to eggs.
Oh, my God.
I can't bake. Yes, and I can't even bake something that has eggs in it with him in the house. I can't hard-boil eggs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I might come here to hard-boil eggs.
Wait, you can't have the eggs in the house?
I can have them in, if they're cooked. You can't cook eggs while he's in the house
because
in the air. Yes. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's unacceptable.
It's very difficult.
It's hard.
My family eats everything, so that's not a problem.
Right.
But, yeah.
They're like, where's the beef? Sorry, I'm feeling very weird today.
I know. What's in this coffee that you
know.
Made us? Okay, and then should I say my second thing?
Yeah.
Okay. My second thing is, this is just a PSA for people. If
I love it when we make public service.
Yeah, I think that we're doing the people
it's the mitzvah of verbal mileage.
Yes.
Yeah. Verbal mileage is a mitzvah. We should put that on a t-shirt.
We should put that. Oh, that's great merch.
Okay.
Guys, it's coming.
I love how we said merch.
Merch. Okay. We're going to have a merch store.
We are. I know. We just have to Google it.
We have a lot of good ideas for merch. Okay. PSA.
Yeah.
If you are going away for Pesach, whether it's to family or to a program, and you're going to be away the whole time, if you are closing your house and locking the whatever,
I know where you're going with this.
You should be inviting people
correct.
For Shabbat
yeah.
before Pesach.
Someone did.
And so this year
I ended the show. I mean.
Yes. And I will say this year. Mm-hmm. I have found that people actually have. We got a bunch of invites,
good.
Which was really nice.
That's what should happen.
Yes.
You got a bunch. I got one. It's not a contest.
But I'm winning.
Yes, if it was, we're losing hardcore.
Very much. I'm just saying, but this is the first year. I remember last year we didn't get any.
Yeah.
And the year before.
In fact, I feel like last year I hosted for some
you did, and I was like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't remember why.
Yeah, that was stupid. Don't do that. People, if you are going away for Pesach, you should be taking care. And if Shabbos is not right before, even during the week, I don't know, if you can.
I know. It's nice
invite for dinner.
Do that, but it makes me feel awkward.
Anyway, that's just a PSA. You should all be thinking about your friends who are making Pesach.
Right.
Okay? And just help them out a little bit. Do them some services.
All right. So in summation, this is the worst holiday.
Ever.
We're overdoing it as Jews and God doesn't want this.
Correct.
If you're going away for Pesach, you can also go to hell. What else?
We're just jealous of you. If
and
you're going for Pesach, invite your friends.
Invite your friends.
Yes, just be thoughtful.
Right.
Be thoughtful.
If you have any non-Jews listening, you have to get all the crumbs out of your house. You have to change your diet completely. You have to clean everything. You have to really deep clean your kitchen.
Did you buy prunes?
No.
Matzah.
To regulate?
Yes. Yeah. I always have to buy prunes.
I know. I probably need to.
Go buy
and
some
then,
prunes.
The other thing is, before we can kosher our kitchens, and
this
I know
is
the Jews,
so
but either way, I just want to complain about it.
Yeah, let's complain.
You have to leave everything sitting for 24 hours. That means you can't, turn on your sink
yes.
for 24 hours. You can't touch your oven. Can't touch your microwave.
Your counters. Even your counters.
Your
nothing
counters
can go on your counters.
Microwave. The kitchen
yes.
is closed
for
a full 20, 24 hours
yes.
before you even kosher it to start thinking about preparing.
Correct. That is actually underratedly the hardest
that
part. And I cleaned my car this Sunday. That took fucking forever.
I have new cars, so I really thank God I have new cars. I don't have much to do. I might just do a symbolic quick dust buster.
Yeah.
And
my car was
my car seats,
disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff was stuck. And my kids, I made them clean it. And they're like, ew, mommy, your car's gross. I'm like, hello, you little monsters.
You
are the reason it is gross.
I know.
You're the reason.
did we cover it?
I don't know. I feel like there's still more. I just hate Pesach.
Just festering anger.
Yes. Yeah. It just sucks. And never pouring the boiling water.
Yes. Do you? I was explaining this to my coworkers. Talk about, like, being crazy.
Yes.
About how, like, I'm like, well, I lay down towels. Right? Do you do this?
Yeah, of course.
You lay down towels all over your kitchen.
Lining the bottom of the cabinet.
And you've got to boil water. Mm-hmm. And it must touch everything. And there's just water everywhere. And it sounds insane.
Insane.
And it is insane.
Yes.
I feel like we should all chip in for that, like, industrial steamer.
I know. I've told Ellie before that I want one. But they're expensive. Because I think it has to be, like, a specific steamer.
Because I have, like, a travel steamer, and apparently that's
not hot enough. Yes. Like, we have a clothing steamer.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And, like, that's not. And Ellie's like, why don't we just use that? I'm like, it's not actually hot enough.
This is where I come back to.
I know. Maybe.
It's so stupid and fucking symbolic. Again, God is looking at us and is just like, I don't think I ever said pour boiling water all over your kitchen.
But so Big Manischewitz did.
Meaning, like, amongst all of this, now you have to wash 10 towels.
I know.
Just adding work to your load.
And also, it ruined, like, the grout on my cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then it also, like, on my counters. And it drips into the cabinet.
I don't want to do this. I hate it.
I know.
I hate it.
Also, why are you working Wednesday, Thursday? That's stressful.
So, again, when I go to work, they give me money. Not a lot of money.
Just send Alex.
But when they give me money, I can do things like pay for school and food.
But this is why I don't work, because they don't really give me money. Right, right. I work for peanuts.
So I get more money than you get.
Right.
But not more money than the people who go on Pesach programs.
I know.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to be those people.
I know.
What? How amazing would it be? I just feel like I couldn't only do it 1 year, because I feel like once you do it once,
oh, you're hooked.
You're hooked. Yeah. You have to keep going.
But then I think the shame there is, like, for us, well, unless, again, we made much more money.
Much, much more.
That would be
more.
The only vacation. And I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to spend every year.
Correct. Because it would be all of our money and all of Ellie's vacation days. Like, also, those people who go on Pesach programs are taking 2 weeks off.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Listen, God bless
them. Damn it. I'm just jealous. All of you who go away... I'm really just jealous.
All right, can I ask you a question?
Ugh, depends what it is.
Have you ever, like, farted in your car? This is, like, a real callback to when we used to talk a lot about poops and farts.
Okay.
Have you ever, like, farted in your car and then, like, went in to get groceries or something? Come out to your car, open the door.
And it still smells?
And it's still there. Because you know how, like, usually, like, you're not offended by your own farts and poops, right? Like, everyone else is like, oh, and you're like, it's not that bad. But then you've come back and, like, even you're offended.
No.
That's never happened to you?
That it's still
even on a hot day.
I mean, there have been times that I farted and immediately I'm like, oh, that's not good. But it's
don't
never
breathe.
Yeah. It's never, like, lingered that I've gone into a store, come back, and it's still there. How often is this happening to you?
It happened the other day. It made me think of
well,
it.
This morning, whatever, this is totally TMI. Audrey was in my bed and I was, like, brushing my teeth in the bathroom and
you find it.
Morning wind, right? Like,
is that what it's called?
No, I think it's morning wood, and that's about guys.
Guys have morning wood, but you have morning wind?
Yes. I did think I did just make that. Anyway.
You just coined that term?
That's a great one.
Yeah. Brought to you by Verbal Mylas, morning wind.
And Audrey's like, Mommy, did you just fart? And in my head, I'm like, should I just say no? Should I just deny it? Deny.
I thought you were a free farting household.
We are. And I was like, yeah, Audrey, I farted. And she goes, I'm going to tell all my friends that you made a big fart this morning. And I'm like, fuck you. Why? And now I'm expecting, like, all
you're
of
telling me Audrey doesn't make big farts.
Oh, my. Everyone farts.
Right.
Actually, Julia's my loud farter.
Yes. Agree.
But I was like, Audrey.
Julia will just be hanging out there and it's just like one long fart. And then it's like, now what?
She usually giggles after.
Does she?
Yeah. Her favorite is farting in the bathtub. But it's not everyone's favorite.
Or the pool.
Or the pool. And then you get the bubbles.
Yeah. It's like a magic trick.
Yeah. It's like a little fun trick. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know.
And you said, we don't tell secrets. Don't tell secrets.
I was like, that's just
you
me.
You said, snitches get stitches, Audrey.
Bitches.
Yeah, you bitch.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. It's falling
okay,
apart.
You made your fart transition. Is there something? Are you just...
Oh.
No?
Listen, we could transition into, you know, what I wanted to talk about.
Is it too much?
Is it?
I don't know. Listeners, are you ready for, like, a... Okay, a heavy fine. Topic.
I'm just gonna say what I've been thinking on. Yeah, it's a weird transition from the farts. So I have something to say. Okay. And it's been weighing on me a lot.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I'm currently reading a book about the Holocaust, but
oh God.
I really feel, okay, I've always been a bit of a doomsdayer, meaning like throughout history, look at every single fast day and holiday we celebrate, including the one coming up.
Okay.
It's always about the Jews overcoming someone trying to harm us, kill us, whatever.
Yes.
You know?
Such is our life.
Such is the history of the Jews, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. And we read things like they're history, but some of it's really near history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny, like, when I asked my son the other day, I'm like, do you know what the Holocaust is? And
are they, like, I never know how to deal with this.
Well, I don't know what
exactly
they're
teaching.
Are they
in an age where we're supposed to tell them everything?
You know, the thing is, like, why not? I don't know, when we were his age, there were still families with a lot of yes. Holocaust survivors. And in fact,
do you not have grandparents who are Holocaust survivors?
My grandparents were born in America, but their family
right. had been okay, Holocaust. So I had grandparents who were Holocaust,
Holocaust survivors. Yes. So there yeah. you go. So front and center, yeah. right? And in fact, a lot of times, like back then,
yeah.
so 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
they would bring in someone's grandparents to like give a little talk right. and stuff.
Well, did you see that? The school just did that.
Oh, I missed
yeah. that. Yeah, Mizrahi just did that. They brought in a Holocaust survivor to talk to, I guess it was a seventh grader. I don't know if it was just seventh grade or the whole middle school, whatever. Okay. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Good.
Older.
She's probably very old. Right. I don't know.
But I'm saying like it wasn't something where we're like, should we talk about it? Because you had to talk about
yeah.
it. It was there. It was front and center. The survivors were still very much around everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I feel like you grew up, I mean, maybe not knowing the ins and outs of all of the travesties, but I feel like we did because yeah. it was just very much still present.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like now our kids don't know, and so we feel like it's history. But the truth is, like, if you look back, history is, of course, going to repeat itself.
Of course,
and I have yeah. always said that, you know, you're just waiting, okay, what's going to be the next Holocaust
yeah.
or the next thing that happens to the Jews? I very much look around now with the war in Israel and how quickly, because, like, you know, you read it in history books or you hear accounts, and it feels unbelievable that, like, your friends and your neighbors were very quick to say, like, well, the Nazis gave me your store, so it's my store now.
Right.
And it's like, George, we were friends last week. You yeah. came and bought for me, and now you're taking what's mine. Or like, we were friends last week, and now you're turning me into the Nazis, and you know they're going to kill me. But that's what happened.
Right.
It happened over and over and over again. And how amazing it is that people who you thought you knew, people who you thought were good, were willing to just turn around
yeah.
and accept that suddenly Jews were... whatever.
Right.
They were bad. They were dirty.
Yes.
And just go with the flow. Not everyone, but obviously a large amount of society.
Right.
An entire army or armies were mm-hmm. willing to just like.
Entire nations and
nations,
countries.
Yes,
yeah.
Grab onto this fact and say like, oh, Jews are bad and so bad that like we can murder them in just brutal ways and
yeah.
we're going to help. Like that's a crazy fact.
That's crazy.
And even a year ago, if you would have said that, because I've always said, like, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And I feel like I looked at everyone with distrusting eyes. And people would be like, no, you think it can happen again? It can't happen again. Okay. I feel like with this war and how quickly, throughout the world, people were able to turn, not knowing the history at all.
Yeah.
And just grab onto the Jews are committing a genocide from the river to the sea.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Kill the Jews, death to the Jews.
And, you know, I feel like because we are a people who we pick ourselves up time and time again. You look around and, like, overall, Jews have been successful. We've been beaten down. And we're not the only culture.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not taking away from other cultures who have done this. But we are a culture who, you know, we've been beaten down and we pick ourselves up and we get beaten down and we pick ourselves up.
Right.
Okay. And I feel like when everything happened, let's say with like George Floyd and during COVID, like you suddenly started to hear this word like systemic racism.
Yeah.
Systemic racism. I'm not a black person. So, you know, it's hard for me to say, like, from the perspective, but if you're a black person and you've lived this your whole life and you say there's systemic racism, I always said, like, I'm inclined to believe them because, like, that's your experience. And I'm telling you right now, like, it is so clear to me that there is systemic anti-Semitism.
Yes.
By how quickly people are just willing to, how hard it is to even convince someone of why I have a right to have a place in this world. That's systemic anti-Semitism.
Yes.
I just need to scream it from the rooftops because I've been so angry. Like, and it's not about, like, you can, listen, I think a lot of us at this point, like, we have what to say to BB. We can, like, what? Like,
BB.
Listen up, BB. No, but I'm saying, Perfect
Mileage has something to say.
Or you can, or even, like, yes, you can have opinions on the war, or how the government is handling themselves, or whatever. But at the end of the day, I really feel like it comes down to the Jewish right to have a state and even Jewish right to survival.
Yeah.
Everywhere throughout the world.
It's just the Jewish right to be able to live.
Like, send my children to school and not be afraid that because they're Jews, they're going to be targeted. And the truth is, like, I feel like I need to really argue for that. Should I have to argue for that? No, it should be a basic human right. But there is systemic anti-Semitism. It has never been more clear to me than now.
Yeah. And it's always been there. It's always been there. Why? Right. Why do you think, like, the Jewish hospitals exist, right? Like
well, again,
there, even in Cincinnati, there was, like, the Jewish hospital. That's what it's called. Right. And it's a normal, regular hospital. Well, but those hospitals exist because Jews were not allowed to go to a regular hospital.
When everyone starts streaming into this country, and it's not just the Jews, it's the Italians, whatever else, like, you come in and nobody's trusting of new people.
Right.
And that's how it was, right? Like, you know, there was a time when, like, for instance, my grandfather was an engineer. He grew up in Brooklyn. He went to the army. He got his degree through the GI Bill. He had trouble finding a job in New York. No one wanted to hire a Jew.
Right.
So they moved to Oklahoma. My mother grew up in Oklahoma.
Really? I didn't know that.
Super random,
right? Yeah, it was really random.
But they went there because that's where he found an engineering job.
Yeah.
And they would hire a Jew. So we're not that far away.
We're not.
From that sort of thing. And I almost feel like, you know, as time goes on, even if people have been taught to have those feelings, it's like you're not allowed to show them. You wait for something to happen where you're like, now I'm allowed to hate a Jew.
Yeah.
And that's
they're just waiting for their excuse.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like is happening right here. And I think the problem
with take so much of what's happening and replace the word Jew with any other race or religion, and people would be like, that's not okay.
Right.
But for Jews, it's okay.
It's okay. Right. Yeah. Very, very happy to jump on that that bandwagon. Yes.
Sorry, I cut you off.
I know, and I have dementia. Oh, I don't remember what I was going to say.
No. I'm sorry.
Let me think about it. Really lost my momentum there.
I mean, you did talk for
a very long time. I'm sorry because I've been...
No, it's good. It's been weighing on you. I know.
I've been, like, ranting about
it. Yes, I know.
And I just... Yeah, I needed to get it off
the chest. You did.
Because, like, I feel...
Do you feel a little better?
No, not at all. I feel genuinely very upset. But I think... Here's the thing is, like, I work with, like, a lot of... So the truth is, like, the war is very much on our minds. And I would say that, like, for people who don't really, like, look at the news...
Yeah.
And they just sort of, like, glance at headlines, like... Israel's a tiny speck of land. Mm-hmm. They're actually not that worried about it, and they're not that educated on this war or that anything is really happening. It doesn't involve them.
Yeah.
So even this feeling of anti-Semitism, it doesn't involve them, so they don't – it's not on their radar. I do have a few non-Jewish people who listen to this podcast, believe it or not, and, like, I just want people to understand that for, like, American Jewry, like, we do feel like we're under attack.
Yeah, we're scared. We are scared.
We're scared.
Yes.
And what's interesting is, so, like, I have a friend of the podcast, who, it's interesting because, like, she'll talk to me after we put out a podcast, and she was, like, talking about, so, I wear my band now, it's the Bring Them Home movement.
Yeah.
But the Bring Them Home Now movement in Israel apparently is, like, a ceasefire movement, because they want to make a deal, right, to, like, bring home the hostages, which I get, but they get a lot of hate from the pro-war movement. It's very political in Israel, and when I was trying to explain to her, I'm like... It's less political here as it is an emotion where we just feel like we are screaming for
our we just need to call attention to it.
And right to live.
Yeah.
We want those people back because from America, we're so out of control.
Correct.
Like, we don't have any piece of this.
Right.
And we want all of our family, and they're all of our family.
Yes.
We want them home.
Right.
It's an emotion. You know, well, and I feel like when you're in Israel, yes, it's political. And
right.
It's, but like here, I'm like, it's just an emotion because we're in the diaspora and we're just screaming. We have a right to be here.
Well, we saw, so me and Yoni went to see that Supernova.
Oh my God, it was heartbreaking.
Movie.
Yeah.
Which was heartbreaking and very hard to watch. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I, did I tell you this? Mm-hmm. So I like had, I think I did tell you this. I had to like leave end because I was just like, I mean, I was like crying the whole time, but I was like holding it in.
Yeah.
And as I was walking out, I was just going to like go to the bathroom by myself and cry. And there was like two friends of ours who were like in the hallway and they saw me and they just like gave me this hug. And I just literally cried like a baby in their arms, like just cried, which was very nice. Thank you, friends. But honestly, we left that movie and we're like, everyone should be seeing this movie.
Well, because, I mean, like
and I mean, like, Jews, yes, but even, I want every non-Jew, I want everyone in America to see this movie.
Well, I hadn't watched, honestly, any of the violence from October 7th because I just genuinely hate to see that. Whereas, like, Alex and you.
And me. Like, I had seen a lot of that footage already.
Looking for it. Yes. I don't. In fact, when I came home, he would, you know, one of the things Alex asked me, he's like, oh, did they show, like, videos of all the bodies piled up?
Yeah.
Like, at the festival? And I was like, they were blurred, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he'd seen those.
So
like,
did I.
I'm like, I had never seen those images.
I saw, like, there was some, there was a lot of new footage, but a lot that I had seen already.
So you left sad. I left pissed.
I also left pissed.
Both. But
yes,
I'm saying,
but
like,
sad, yes.
Like, you were more falling apart. I remember I got into the car. I'm like, I'm just so fucking angry right now. I'm like, everybody needs to see this.
Yes.
Because, like, urban warfare, obviously. Like, but, you know, if you don't see this and you're not pissed, then there's something wrong with
Correct.
You.
Pissed or at least, like, I get it.
I feel better getting off my chest, but I don't. I just feel more mad. I get every
because
time I think about
because it's still so real. It's not like you get off your chest and then it's like, okay, now it's gone. Like, it's still there and we're still living it every day.
Right.
We're still afraid. We still feel like we have to fight for our right to exist.
And that's why I do feel like, you know, when we say like never again, the implication is there. Like, you're never again going to convince me to go to a ghetto and leave my home and get on a train and all that shit.
We're
and
not going like, to be sheep at the slaughter ever again.
And it's like, you better believe that, like, I'm mad right now. And, like, I'm not going to let you fucking bully me. It's not going to happen. Do you have anything in that?
It is. It's very intense.
Elisa, anything else? All right.
I don't know that I was, like, ready for this conversation.
I know. Well, I said to you. I'm like,
I know, but you needed to get it off your chest. Also, you had talked about doing Pesach, then transitioning with a fart joke.
Yeah.
And then going to your... So when you did the fart joke, I thought
You're
that was your...
You're giving away my whole script here.
I thought that that
so
was...
You knew the fart joke was...
Yes,
the...
I thought that was your segue. So I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this.
The fart joke was a segue.
I didn't know what the fart joke was going to be. I just knew there was going to be a fart joke.
It was more of a fart comment than a fart
joke. It wasn't a joke. It was a comment.
Yeah. A fart experience.
All right. Everyone.
Have a very happy...
And on that note,
all right, guys, this has been another episode of Verbal Mileage.
I hope everyone has a happy Pesach. Just be in survival mode. You'll be fine. Your kids can watch TV during Chol-Moed so you can cook.
Regular bowel movements for everyone.
For everyone. Also, just be kind to yourselves. If you're making Pesach, put your kids in front of the TV. Erev Pesach, Chol-Moed, whenever you're cooking, it's fine.
They make them watch the Ten Commandments every year.
Oh, yeah. I actually, though, kind of, I used to do that every year.
Did you?
Every year. And I loved it. It was on TV.
I bet it still is on TV.
So did they buy it? How do they do that?
I don't know, but I think I want to do
that. I want to do that also. I think I'm going to copy it.
Because to be honest, it's a pretty good
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
I'm going to feel tempted to watch it.
I know.
It's like, what, 25 hours long?
It's a million hours. Yeah. But it's great. And I remember every Pesach.
Every year,
yeah. I would watch it also.
All right. Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.